After uncertainty caused by a federal hiring freeze, Alaska National Parks get the green light to hire summer employees. And a local committee recommends subsistence net restrictions to protect king salmon. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. Alaska National Parks can hire the hundreds of seasonal employees they need to keep up with summer operations. Seasonal staffing was thrown into limbo when President Donald Trump ordered a federal hiring freeze in January. After about a month of questions and waiting, Alaska National Parks can now get to business hiring summer staff. Mike Trunnell is superintendent of the Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park in Skagway. In December and January, the Klondike Park was interviewing summer job applicants as usual. But before they were able to make final job offers,
we just had to tell them that it's on hold for now until we get final approval.
That's because the parks weren't sure how their summer hires would be impacted by a federal hiring freeze President Trump announced shortly after he took office. On January 31st, the Pentagon announced exemptions to the freeze, including seasonal and temporary staff, quote, necessary to meet traditionally recurring seasonal workloads. But it wasn't until late last week that National Parks got the final green light. The Park Service needed to get seasonal hiring plans approved by the Federal Office of Management and Budget. A Park Service spokesperson says on Friday, the OMB granted that approval.
So now we're able to go back to them and officially offer them the job.
Again, Superintendent Trunnell. The Klondike Park's operations in the winter versus the summer are like night and day. That's true for a lot of national parks. In Skagway, nearly a million cruise ship visitors come to town each summer. The park is a big piece of the infrastructure that educates and entertains visitors, giving tours of historic Skagway and overseeing the popular Chilkoot Trail. It takes about 30 seasonal staff and 30 year-round employees.
You know, we have about half or even slightly more than half of our employees overall are seasonal, so it's obviously a very important part of our staff, and we're looking forward to having them be here on time, ready to go, so we're all ready for that first ship day.
About 70 miles south of Skagway is Glacier Bay National Park. The superintendent there, Philip Hoogie, found out Monday that he would be able to hire about 70 summer employees.
It was exciting to see that. Exciting to see that we're going to be open for business here this summer and our quite large operation.
Glacier Bay, like Skagway, serves hundreds of thousands of cruise ship visitors during the summer. But the interaction is different. Instead of the ship docking and passengers going on land, park rangers are shuttled on board the ships to give talks there. Hoogie says he thought the seasonal workers would be approved eventually because they are so vital to National Parks operations. But he says the delay caused by the hiring freeze may mean some of their top candidates took jobs elsewhere.
We know that when we go out to do offers, some of the people that we would have liked to catch will have found other positions because of the delay.
Both Hoogie and Trunnell say the month of uncertainty caused by the hiring freeze was inconvenient, but it won't hurt their ability to hire enough staff for the summer. '16's historically low Chilkat River king salmon run and an even more dismal forecast for this year are prompting a local committee to action. The Upper Lynn Canal Fish and Game Advisory Committee wants the State Board of Fisheries to impose new subsistence fishing net restrictions. Haines and Klukwan fishermen have watched the return of adult Chinook salmon to the Chilkat River fall over the past decade. In 2016, the escapement estimate was about 1,300 large kings. That's the lowest in about 25 years. And the numbers for this year look even grimmer. Fish and Game forecasts only about 600 fish in river for 2017. The plunging forecast has been a topic of discussion at recent Fish and Game Advisory Committee meetings. At the most recent meeting, committee member Will Prisciandaro proposed some action.
This proposal addresses the need for conservation of the Chilkat Chinook salmon population through the use of a maximum gillnet size restriction of 5 1/4 through August 1st in the District 15 subsistence. Southeast Alaska subsistence fishery.
The subsistence fishery in the Haines area, District 15, targets sockeye, pink, coho, and chum, not Chinook. But sometimes Chinooks are inadvertently caught. The goal of Prisciandaro's proposal is to limit that incidental catch. His letter says that prior to August 1st, gillnets with a 5 1/4 inch mesh or less would still allow subsistence fishermen to catch sockeye and pink salmon, while allowing Chinook a better chance of bouncing off nets to reach their spawning grounds. Adult Chinooks are bigger fish, and it would be less easy to snag them with nets that have smaller openings. Fish and Game already uses net restrictions in the Haines area commercial fishery, but not the subsistence fishery. If the net restriction were approved by the Board of Fish, it would affect subsistence fishing from Glacier Point north in the Chilkat Inlet and in the Chilkat River from 4 mile to 1 mile above Wells Bridge. The proposal extends only until the beginning of August because by that time, most Chinook have reached their spawning grounds. The committee and audience discussed whether the net restrictions would impose a hardship on subsistence fishermen. Prisciandaro said he chose the 5 1/4 size because many people already have that type of net. Committee member Derek Poinsett said that's the size of his subnet, but he said some of his friends use patchwork nets.
It might be kind of a hardship on some folks that are real genuine subsistence fishermen that just have scraps of nets all knitted together, you know.
Most of the people who took part in the discussion thought the potential hardship to fishermen was minimal compared to the importance of protecting spawning Chinooks. Here's Charlie DeWitt.
And if we have an issue, we all should work together to solve the problem. So if we have to buy new nets, suppose we don't go fishing. I mean, are 2 weeks or 3 weeks letting the kings go going to let you starve? No. Let the fish go.
The advisory committee unanimously voted to send the net restriction proposal to the Board of Fish. The board is accepting proposals for its 2017-18 cycle. Separate from the Board of Fish proposal, biologist Rich Chapel said Fish and Game is still deciding its conservation measures in light of the plunging Chinook forecast.
Fish and Game staff in Southeast has made recommendations, and all that is being considered at the commissioner's office right now. So by the end of February, we should have a plan for the king salmon conservation in all of Southeast Alaska.
One of the conservation measures the Haines Fish and Game Office recommended was limiting subsistence fishing on the Chilkat River to 4 days a week, down from 7. Another recommendation is to delay subsistence fishing in the Chilkat Inlet until mid-July. Those and other limitations may be implemented this summer to try to stop the declining Chinook returns. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.